Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 16, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. High-sensitivity cardiac troponin 1 and risk of dementia. The 25-year longitudinal Whitehall 2 study. The Whitehall 2 study reported a long-term association between subclinical myocardial injury measured by high-sensitivity cardiac troponin 1 in midlife and the risk of dementia. The data demonstrated that elevated cardiac troponin 1 levels were linked to accelerated cognitive decline, smaller structural brain volume, and a higher risk of incident dementia over 25 years. This study involved 5,985 participants aged 45 to 69, with follow-up extending until March 2023. This finding suggests a critical connection between midlife cardiovascular health and neurocognitive outcomes. Article number 2. C-reactive protein and cardiovascular risk among women with no standard modifiable risk factors. Evaluating the smurfless but inflamed. This study highlighted the substantial proportion of incident cardiovascular events occurring in women who lack standard modifiable cardiovascular risk factors, SMURFS. It found that high-sensitivity C-reactive protein serves as a crucial inflammatory biomarker for identifying cardiovascular risk in these SMURF-less but inflamed women. The research underscored the importance of integrating non-traditional risk markers for improved cardiovascular disease detection and treatment strategies in this population. Article number 3. Regulating the impact of hypertension on stroke. Therapeutic potential of a peptide mimetic of tyrosine phosphatase step. This research identified that hypertension is the most common comorbid condition in stroke patients, affecting approximately 94%, and significantly worsens stroke outcomes. It demonstrated the therapeutic potential of targeting tyrosine phosphatase STEP with a peptide mimetic as a novel strategy to regulate the impact of hypertension on stroke. This approach focuses on improving treatment for stroke patients with coexisting hypertension, addressing a key challenge in stroke pathophysiology. Article number 4. Cardiovascular risk among stroke survivors with combustible and electronic cigarettes, a nationwide study in Korean men. This nationwide retrospective cohort study of Korean men characterized the differing cardiovascular risks among stroke survivors who use combustible versus electronic cigarettes, e-cigarettes. The research systematically compared the incidence of major cardiovascular events across four distinct groups of cigarette and e-cigarette users. It underscored the critical need to understand the cardiovascular impact of electronic cigarettes, especially in this vulnerable patient population, utilizing national health checkup data from 2018 to 2022. Article number 5. Cerebral microbleeds and long-term affective symptoms in survivors of spontaneous intracerebral hemorrhage. This study elucidated the strong association between spontaneous intracerebral hemorrhage, ICH, and the development of long-term cognitive impairment and neuropsychiatric symptoms, NPS, particularly affective disturbances like depression and anxiety. It investigated the role of cerebral microbleeds and clarified the contribution of small vessel disease, S5D, which underlies most 1. CH cases, to persistent affective symptoms. The research involved 95-1. CH survivors assessed at a median of 5.7 years post-event. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.